Today, duck and cover as US bombs Iran. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, well, that is Post covering finance and property news. Well, sad to say, we saw a major escalation of the conflict in the Middle East overnight as US President Donald Trump decided to join the Israeli attacks on Iran. Remember, this was the president who wanted to end America's forever wars, but he's joined the Israeli attack against the wishes of many prominent Republicans and MAGNA allies, including long-term Trump supporter Steve Bannon, warned against any US intervention, insisting this is Israel's fight to finish. In my market review yesterday, I highlighted that traders were amazingly optimistic about things with three taco trades: that the tariff war was over, that Trump's threats against Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell were hot air, and that the US wouldn't risk expanding the conflict in Iran. Well, I was skeptical at the time, and so it's proved to be. US President Donald Trump said American bombers struck Iran's three main nuclear sites and threatened more attacks if Tehran didn't capitulate, pulling the US directly into the country's conflict with Israel, despite his long-time promises to avoid new wars. The US's Air Force B-2 Spirit self-bombers were involved in the strikes, with Reuters reporting six MOT bunker buster bombs used on the Fordo research site buried deep in the hills of Iran. Actually, only 21 B-2s were made after the Pentagon's planned acquisition program was truncated. That's according to Reuters. They are considered one of America's most advanced strategic weapon platforms, capable of entering sophisticated air defenses and delivering precision strikes.
A short time ago, the U.S. military carried out massive precision strikes on the three key nuclear facilities in the Iranian regime, Fordo, Natanz, and Esfahan. Everybody heard those names for years as they built this horribly destructive enterprise. Our objective was the destruction of Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity and a stop to the nuclear threat posed by the world's number one state sponsor of terror. Tonight, I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success. Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated. Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater and a lot easier.
Iran counterclaimed little damage was done, but there would be consequences from the strikes. Iran's foreign minister said the US move is outrageous and will have everlasting consequences. Tehran's nuclear regulatory agency said there were no signs of radiation contamination at the sites and that it had taken precautions in anticipation of an attack. This, of course, is a significant escalation by the president, and his decision goes against the advice of US allies in Europe and the Middle East, as well as the UN nuclear watchdog. Known as the International Atomic Energy Agency, it's repeatedly warned that nuclear facilities must not be attacked, given the potential for radiation leaks. It actually amounts to the most serious foreign policy decision of Trump's two terms, after Israel began airstrikes across Iran on June the 13th, at least so far. Iran has long said it doesn't want a nuclear bomb, and Trump's own intelligence agencies had assessed recently that it still hadn't committed to developing such a weapon. Trump, however, dismissed those findings and declined to rule out joining the Israeli strikes, which has also killed several prominent Iranian military officers and nuclear scientists. Fears about Iran's nuclear program among Western and Arab nations has grown in recent years because the Islamic Republic has enriched uranium far beyond the levels needed for civilian purposes, such as fueling nuclear power plants. It's processing uranium almost to the levels needed to make a bomb without giving a clear reason why. As to what happens next, the US strikes could lead to attacks on American assets in the Middle East. Iran's supreme leader warned Washington of irreparable damage if it bombed his country. The US has around 50,000 service members in the region, the bulk being in Kuwait, Qatar, Bahrain, and the UAE, Iraq, and Saudi Arabia. Trump's combative language in the last couple of days had also triggered new threats from the Iran-backed Houthi militants in Yemen. The president agreed to a ceasefire with the Houthis in early May. If that falls apart, US naval ships in the Red Sea could once again come under assault from the group's drones and missiles. It's also possible that Tehran opts to leave the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. The NPT is the bedrock arms control agreement that compels signatories to accept inspections from the IAEA. If Iran left, the world would get even less information about what remains of its atomic sites. The economic and market fallout is likely to be significant, though few futures indicators have yet to react to the news thanks to the weekend. One option for Iran would be to hit or hassle crude and LNG tankers passing through the Straits of Hormuz, so we would expect to see higher oil and liquefied natural gas prices. Actually, about a fifth of the world's daily oil supply goes through the straits, which lies between Iran and its Gulf Arab neighbours such as Saudi Arabia. A representative for the supreme leader in Iran said Iran was ready to respond to the US attacks. Now it is our turn to, without wasting time, as a first step, fire missiles at the US naval fleet in Bahrain, at the same time close the Strait of Hormuz. To American, British, German and French ships, he said in the Hardline KN newsletter. The weekend oil options market run by IG saw an immediate rise, which if it holds will see crude leaping about 9% on Monday in Asia to touch over $80 a barrel. Now, while that's not the end of the world, given the oil peaked at $80.77 a barrel in the middle of January, the starting point and rates of change are what matters in the markets, at least in the short term, and oil had fallen back to $55 a barrel near the start of May, providing a lovely little tailwind to corporate earnings, the fight against inflation and consumer spending. Deutsche Bank has warned the price could go beyond $120 a barrel, and some, including JP Morgan, are estimating prices as high as $130. The S&P 500, the global proxy for market risk, is likely to fall between 5 and 10%. Those could be short-term moves, of course, but it does depend on how Iran reacts to the attacks. If Iran does attack shipping in the Straits of Hormuz, while mining the strait wouldn't be easy, drone and missile attacks on ships would be. This would be a big deal, as the straits allow tankers to carry 20% of the world's oil and also plenty of US warships to boot. It's worth pointing out that Iran, though, hasn't tried to shut down the strait in 46 years of Middle East conflict, at least so far. If the straits were to close, prices would indeed increase significantly and push inflation higher, and, of course, disrupt expectations that central banks, including the Reserve Bank of Australia, had about keeping rates going lower. So far, according to AMP, rising oil prices have added around 14 cents per litre to petrol prices in Australia. This was, however, not enough alone to change the RBA's thinking on interest rates. But Atlas Fund Management said a surge in oil prices would complicate the RBA's decision. And if Brent crude futures does rise to $100 US a barrel or more, the chance of a rate cut would diminish quite rapidly. The RBA cut its cash rate twice since February, as Australian inflation has finally moved towards target and as a guard against a potential slowdown caused by the Trump administration's introduction of tariffs. Investors will have the latest inflation data next Wednesday when the ABS releases its monthly consumer price figures for May. The S&P ASX 200 had a 0.2% price lower on Monday, although the futures were set before the weekend strikes. Gold will likely spike higher as a safe haven, and we may well see a positive move on the US dollar, but also perhaps higher yields on treasuries too. So all up, this is a massive spanner in the works, and we won't know the true consequences for markets for some time. But the uncertainty trade just accelerated, and we think extended volatility is likely in the days and weeks ahead. Perhaps the 4.89% on the US 30-year treasury suddenly looks like a pretty attractive deal. And for small open trade exposed economies like Australia, the risk premium just went up significantly. Perhaps it's time to, well, duck and cover. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.